Each year, the Institute for Race and Ethnicity conducts a survey concerning race perceptions and relations in the Little Rock area. This year, the survey looked at the crime within the city and how race affects perception. More than half of Blacks and nearly half of Hispanics surveyed say they have just some or very little confidence that courts treat Blacks fairly, while both minority groups are far less likely than whites to contact the police in the event of a crime. Ajua Ayatoro, the director of the Institute, says the data indicates the large disparities within the criminal justice system.
42% of those incarcerated in Arkansas are Black men. 60% of those on death row are Black men. Black men comprise yet less than 8% of the Arkansas population.
The panelists agreed that pretending there is no race problem is not the answer. Among the Blacks and Hispanics surveyed, distrust of the police, courts, and legal process came up again and again. Robert Tellez is co-founder of the Monterey and Tellez Law Firm.
So many Latinos don't want to go to court. They call us. They didn't want to go to court for a minor traffic offense. They're afraid that ICE or something will be there. And there's a lot of lies told within the community to instill fear.
Assistant Chief of the Little Rock Police Department, Eric Higgins, says developing trust for those who look or sound different is a large part of the issue.
Once you develop a relationship with them, then you can see them as has been said, as a part of the human race.
Retired appellate court judge Ollie Neal suggested making police officers more approachable.
I always liked the idea of the police officers being on bicycles because you ride by your house, you wave at them, and sometimes they holler back at you.
The discussion of distrust turned into the almost inevitable cycle of incarceration and unemployment that so many families fall into. The survey shows that when a parent is in jail, their children are far more likely to end up in jail as well. Lita Anthony, director of Lewis Burnett Employment Finders, says denying a former felon employment based on his or her incarceration is a violation of basic civil rights.
There has to be someone willing to step up and do something differently. And in Little Rock, we've been blessed to have Bruce Moore. I don't know if he's in the room, but Bruce, as a city manager, he has banned the box. In fact, the question of whether or not you are a felon does not even appear on a city application.
The panelists said decisions like these are steps in the right direction towards increasing trust among minorities for the judicial and law enforcement systems. The researchers and creators of the survey hope the information collected will help to bring people together despite their perceived differences. Dr. Charles Chastain is UALR Professor Emeritus of Criminal Justice.
All people have their own story, and they're interesting if you get to know them. And that causes you to treat people differently. And all people can feel how you're treating them.
Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.